Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, a time which Jeff feels will help you weather the storms of life as you read God's Word and then speak to Him in prayer. Here's Jeff.
Psalm 10, 12 through 18. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart, "You will not require an account." But you have seen, for you observe trouble and grief, to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today wanting to uphold our leaders and those who are in authority over us. You have told us in the Bible not to forget to pray for our leaders. Lord, you are the sovereign ruler of the universe. Nothing happens by chance. You have appointed President Bush to be our national leader for this particular time period in history. Therefore, Lord, we pray for President Bush. We pray that you would give him great wisdom as he leads the United States, which in turn can lead and direct the free world. Lord, the task is huge. The opposition to his leadership is enormous, and his popularity as a leader is at an all-time low. Lord, we pray that despite these most unbearable conditions, you would give President Bush the desire to seek your face first, every day, that he might know you as the one true God and your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that he might find peace and wisdom as he spends time in your word. We pray, Lord, that during his moments of prayer, you would bless him with the knowledge that you were there, beside him, giving him strength, courage, and the desire and ability to continue. Father, remind President Bush that when times are at the most difficult in his life, there is only one set of footprints in the sand, yours, because you have reached out, lifted him up, and you are now carrying him. Continue to bless President Bush, Lord, with health, a loving and supportive wife and family, and peace that comes from the knowledge that you have appointed him president for this time in history, and that he should lead with boldness and courage as his convictions direct him. Father, we pray for Vice President Dick Cheney and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Lord, we pray that you would give them true and lasting wisdom that comes from knowing you. We pray that they would begin each one of their days by spending time with you in prayer and Bible study. Lord, we pray that your Spirit would sear your word right into their hearts to convict, to direct, and to lead. Father, we pray for the peace in their hearts that only you can give. You have appointed them to their positions of leadership, and you have blessed them with the qualities needed for such a position. Convict their hearts, Lord, to lead with diligence, honor, and gratitude. We pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, P.O. Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. The website for the ministry is thehandinthestorm.org. And our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your support of this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.